Well, it seems appropriate today to think about children of God, being children of God. And friends, I just want to reaffirm who we are. John, who was such a love disciple and always wrote about love, seems to be the theme through his gospel, but in his letters, he wrote these beautiful words that are written on the front of the sheet that you got today. How great is the love our Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. First of all, we're called children of God. And then he says, and that is what we are, and now we are. So can we please grasp that? How great is the love that God has bestowed on us. We could probably just sit for the rest of the afternoon and think about that. Being a child of the living God, the creator of heaven and earth, our Father, and he says to us, you are my children. Isn't that wonderful, Lee? It is. We are children of God. And he says, not just by name, we're not just called children of God, but we are children of God. That's wonderful. And now we're children of God. That is so exciting. So exciting. How does that happen? Well, first of all, it's someone who's understood who Jesus is. And that's the difference between some of the dedication or christening or baptism of some churches, because in our church and in other what we call freer churches, Church of Christ and others, there has to come a point where a person can express their own faith, understand what they're believing and express that. And that often happens, of course, in baptism. So how do we become a child of God? Well, we just need to refresh our memory sometimes and say, we understand who Jesus is and we understand about him. We then believe in him by faith. It's not good enough just to understand who he is, but we then believe in him by faith. And then that starts a whole new lifestyle. And that's how we live. But kids of the living God, children of the living God, wonderful. We just often take that for granted and we assume. And we shouldn't. We should realise who we are, children of God. Wonderful, wonderful. Friends, we need to also just think about our behaviour as children of God. Do you ever stop and just think, do I behave any differently from anyone else? Do I behave like I am a child of God? We had read to us that unless we become like a child, we can't, as it were, enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we realise that doesn't mean we're born again. We had that story with Nicodemus, because he went to Jesus. Jesus said, you need to be born again. He said, how can that happen? I'm a grown man. How do we become childlike? Well, the first thing is that we humble ourselves before God. That's a challenge, to humble ourselves before God, because the Bible says that we're children normally of disobedience. We like to do our own thing in our own way. So to actually humble ourselves before God is an incredible, incredible challenge. So we do that. We humble ourselves before God as children of God. That's an honest position before God. Friends, who influences you, or who has influenced you in your growing up and in your Christian life? Have they shown a certain quality? We need to realise, don't we, that different people influence us, and some people influence us because of their humility. Some people influence us because of other things. I love the story of the Australian author Bryce Courtenay. Bryce Courtenay was born in Africa, and he was sent away to a boarding school when he was six. And he says it was a mixture of an orphanage and a reformatory. That's how he grew up. The young kids had to collect the firewood. The older children had to cut the firewood. And one day, as he was cutting firewood, he chopped his finger. So he went to the matron in the home and told her. She bandaged it up and then gave him a belting for being so careless. And then sent him 7 miles to the village doctor. Right, that was in those days, back in the... He was born in 33 and he was six at, when he went. And he went in a horse cart thing. And anyhow, when he got to the doctor fixed it up and gave him another belting for being so careless. So on the way home, he was curled up, apparently, in this cart. And he found a box with some books in it. And he hadn't really seen much of a book before. And so he took out a book. And when he got back to the school, he hid the book. And every day he would go, but he couldn't read. But one of the teachers there saw the interest in this kid and thought, I think I can do something with this child. And so he taught Bryce to read. So when he was 11, he actually was encouraged by this teacher to take a scholarship or to apply for one. And out of 1,400 children, he got the scholarship to quite an exclusive university. Why am I saying this? I'm just saying it because people influence people. He became an incredible writer, but incredibly humble because of his background. The other influence in his life was an alcoholic music teacher, who was an alcoholic. And he said, he taught me so much about nature and about things around. And he's made the comment, he was such a humble man. Now, he's probably drunk most of the time, but he was a humble man. So, saying, friends, where do you fit with that, with humility and sitting under the guidance of God? And it fits, doesn't it, with being teachable. Has God finished teaching you all he can? Or do you think he's taught you all he can? Have you sort of made up your mind, well, I know it all, and that's it. I'm old enough and I know it. We need to be careful, friends. And then what about importance? How important are you? I think in childlikeness, kids don't always recognise certainly how important they are to parents. And as children get older and don't ring up or don't write, you realise, actually, they don't realise how important they are because parents still keep worrying and being concerned. But the importance of children. Friends, if we're going to be childlike, we need to be humble and be prepared to learn and be prepared to be teachable. We also need to trust. You know, children are gorgeous, aren't they? Just holding hands. We know the story of two little girls who wandered off getting lost. Their parents were in a panic. We weren't lost. We held hands. Yes, such trust. I mean, parents are pulling out their hair. And just trust. Spontaneous. Oh, just like little sheep sometimes. Kids can jump along or hop along and what. Do you think we've lost some of that joyfulness in church? Have you lost some joyfulness in life? I mean, fun. Kids see fun in things that we don't always see fun in. But, friends, if we've found the answer to life, and if we've found the answer to life that is abundant, hey, joy, enjoyment, fun, yes, yes. I've often said, home just needs to be one step away from heaven. Otherwise, why would our kids want to go? If home is miserable and grumpy and there's no fun or forgiveness or love or care or enjoyment, why do you want to live there? So, as childlike, we need to enjoy interesting things. We've got twin sons. When they were very young, if you went for a walk, oh, suddenly Nick would be lying on his stomach looking at a little row of ants walking across the path. And then when we got home, he would draw them, each with a different face. But the simple things in life often bring great joy to children. Sometimes as older people, we've lost that. Let's not lose it. And then, are these words in a childlike vocabulary? Kids don't know these words. As they get older, through adults, somehow cynicism, racism, all of these things come in. You see, what Jesus is saying, unless we become childlike, then we've missed the point of heaven. We've missed the point of the kingdom. And then we need to be optimists. What's on tomorrow? What's happening? I think one of the sad things, in my first year of teaching, I taught at the Salvation Army Boys' Home, or one of their homes in Victoria. And we had boys there who were probably from five. We started at grade reception, and they went through to 16, when in those days they were allowed to leave school. So we had that range of kids. We only had 24 boys in the school, but we had that range. Now, three or four times a year, the Salvation Army would put on a meal, and they would invite every parent that they knew of those kids to come for the meal. Not once in the year did any parent come. But the kids would get so excited. The boys would be so excited. Oh, there's a meal, whatever it was. And mum and dad might come, or dad might come. Would only ever be us. There would never be a parent. Until the boy turned 16. And dad was on the doorstep to reclaim, because he could work and there'd be an income. And of course, dad would get the benefit. Never there for any celebration, but the child or the boys never lost the optimistic spirit. They might come. They might come. So friends, we need to be optimists too. The world looks dreadful. Really, you don't want to be in New Zealand at the moment, or Turkey, or in lots of parts of the world. But somehow as Christians, we need to keep that optimistic spirit that God is in control. So if we are childlike, we are demonstrating the fruit of God's spirit. And these are just the qualities that are there. But we need to be careful that we are not childish. This is the opposite. And sometimes in church life we find childish behaviour rather than childlike behaviour. Undiscerning and naive. Sometimes we say to children, grow up. Grow up. You should know better than that. Look at your age. You should know better than that. Mm-hmm. Well, some people in churches have got hobbies that are not godly. Some people spend a lot of time either looking at computers or doing things that are really naive and should be right out. Friends, we need to be careful. We need to be discerners, not naive and stupid. We've got a brain. Those children who are childish are fickle. A short attention span. Lose interest. That fads, the latest fad, the latest religious fad, they jump onto. Tossed about, the Bible says, by every whim and every wish, as if you're a boat on water, tossed about. Friends, those people who are childlike trust. We know what we believe, and we continue to believe that. We are not tossed about by every whim and every latest fad. We need to be very careful about that. These people are not dependable. They are unreliable. People who are childish show off. My house, you know those kids, my house, my car, stamp their feet if they don't get their own way. Adults in churches do that too. They just sort of do it in a more refined way, or they cover it up more. Well, if I don't get my way, you know, we need to be careful, friends. We need to be very careful. Who are we? Well, we're people who are not like that. We don't show off. And then we're egocentric. No one in the group, in this group, is more important than the other. What did Paul write? He wrote that we should exalt each other more than ourselves. So it doesn't have to be my way. I don't have to be in charge. We don't have to do it the way I want. Let's talk about the best way to do it together. But we know, don't we? If you've got grandchildren, or even as your children were growing up, they do a picture. Here's the son and here's me, very big on the picture, and everyone else is small. And sometimes people in church life are like that. Friends, today we're talking about bringing up children. And we're just, I hope, thinking, I hope I fit in the childlike, that I'm a child of the living God. But today we range from littlies right through to oldies. And we're all encouragers of each other. We need to realise that it's not only children that need our encouragement, but people who are older need encouragement. We're the village that educates every age group. I hate to think that old people are left out, but I find it interesting that in churches, what do we need? We need a youth worker. Visit some of the nursing homes where there are people who are sitting there who don't have a visitor. Yesterday we had some friends for lunch. He goes and visits a lady who has no one else. When he goes, perhaps every couple of months, that is the only visit she has had. She sits in the same chair day after day. And friends, there are lots of people, older people and old people, who are just sitting, but at one stage they sat in church. At one stage they were part of the church community, and sometimes the church has just let them drift off and we think they're okay for eternity. But a lot of them don't have that assurance of eternity. So we are the people here that demonstrates to all of its children, because we're all children, littlies, oldies, middle age, wherever, who demonstrates to all of its children what it is to be childlike. So hopefully we encourage each other to be childlike and not childish. We should not tolerate childish behaviour in church. It is not appropriate. We don't tolerate it in our kids. We know what it's like when children are just let to do what they want and they grow up as spoiled brats. We don't want them in our house. We don't want them, as it were, in community life. Some of you are in other groups. You're in Lions, you're in Legacy, you're in Probus, and you know some of those people in those groups are childish. They just want their own way. They stamp their feet. I want it my way. Friends, not in the church. The church are for people who are childlike, trusting in Jesus and growing to be like him. I've got there, we at LCC are the household of faith, and hopefully we are providing security, love, comfort, food, nourishment, instruction, protection, guidance, and all other things for each of us, so that we might be childlike in trusting Jesus. It's an individual responsibility. We need to check where we are, and it's a corporate responsibility that we are looking after each other to grow. Now, we're going to look after these two little girls, yes, and we'll watch them year by year as they grow. We watch the other children in Sunday school who come down the front. We've watched them grow. Wonderful. But we need to be watching each other grow as well as we grow to be like Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, our prayer today is that we would each one just check to make sure that we are not childish, but rather childlike in our growing and in our developing. And help us to help each other to grow to be like Jesus. Father, we don't want to turn anyone away because of our behaviour. We don't want to stamp our feet and pout and want our way. We want your way. So give to us sensitivity, insight, compassion, and may your spirit rule in our lives that we might be people who love Jesus, who live like Jesus, and help each other to follow him. For we pray these things in his name. Amen.